Hi, Christine. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
I'm okay, I think.
Okay. Well, I was able to find a caregiver that's interested in working with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And I just want to know when you would like to meet with her.
It can be this week. This week is already taken up.
Okay.
Could you hold on 1 second?
Of course.
What about Monday, 11 o'clock?
Okay. 11 o'clock Monday. I'm going to give you her name, and her name is Dorothy Hicks.
How old is she?
She's in her 50s.
See, I don't want anybody when they come, they're crying out, they have pain, this hurting them and that hurting them. The sick can't see about the sick.
Well, she's worked with us for a minute, so I'm sure that it won't be an issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. You know, I may ask her to pull a bottle of a case of water, which I just lift up, and she might say she's hurting. Because of age, at all that time they have arthritis, I can tell you about that because I'm riddled with that.
Okay.
And I can't deal with those things anymore.
Well, I mean, I'm in my 50s, and I'm able to, but...
Yeah, well, you able to, but some people look...
No, I understand, but I will talk to her, and I will see if she's able to come to you Monday at 11, and then you guys can talk about all of that, okay? And I will let her know exactly what your needs are, all right?
Was it you I spoke to the first time before Jasmine called the same?
Yes.
And tell me there is no Jasmine.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, we figured out what it was. They didn't realize that we had spoken and I added you to the database already. So she had thought that you were just called. She didn't realize that there was a file for you already. And that's why she was saying we can't send anybody out because we don't send anyone out unless there's a file on them. So she was calling.
Tell me that.
Yeah, I apologize. She was calling. Yeah, we listened to the call.
Okay, she said that we do not do that here, sending people for interview first. We do, and she stressed on it.
Right.
We do not do that here.
Yeah, we don't send people out for an interview first if you're not in our system, is what she should have said. I apologize. So, yeah, we do send our caregivers out for meet and greets once we've established a relationship. And then Jasmine will not be involved in your case at all. This is
I was not going to tell you if I do take Family First, I don't want to have any dealings with her.
No, absolutely not. She.
I am a child or I am stupid because I am sick. No.
I know what you're saying, and she definitely will have nothing to do with you. She only does the calls when they call for services initially. So you were on another list. They didn't realize you had spoken with me already. I'm sorry.
One more thing.
Yes.
Did they look for a mail?
We send it out to all of our caregivers, so it's whoever is in that area, male, female, everybody. So it's still being sent out. That's just the initial person that stated that she would like it. So you can meet with her, and as more people show interest, I can add them to meet with you on Monday as well if you'd like.
Yeah, because Monday I'm home all day.
Okay, so that
all
works.
Day Monday.
All right. So,
give me a name again, please.
Oh, her name is Dorothy Hicks.
Dorothy. I heard a name similar to that, Hicks.
Would you like her phone number?
Yes, please.
Sure, it's 610.
That's a red number. Okay.
996.
996. Okay.
9920. But she does live in, she lives in Lancaster.
Yeah, but a lot of people carry in red numbers, so that's not.
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
I just know it's a red number. That's 610. I just know that.
Yeah.
All right. As long as we don't have a problem going forward, because as I said, Jasmine left me with a bad.
I understand, and we and I did listen to the call with my supervisor, and he did. She did speak with her, and it's not going to be an issue moving forward. I can guarantee that. And I am, like I said, I'm going to still continue to look for somebody to meet with you on Monday, male and younger females too. Okay.
And it's only you I'll be dealing with, right?
Yes, it's only me until the case starts, and then you'll get a regular coordinator, okay?
So who are you right now?
I am the staffing intake. So once we get the authorization, it moves on to the authorizations coordinator, and she will be yours moving forward to help
and
you.
And if I can, if for some reason the coordinator is maybe like Jasmine or whatever, I run into problems.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
I am customer service, so you can absolutely call me and you can switch your coordinator, or we can work it out where you just go through me. You know, that's
okay.
I have a couple of clients. The number I'm calling on is 267.
No, I have to use the guest.
Yes, I know. This is my direct number. It's 267.
267.
551.
551.
7418.
7418.
And that comes right to my desk.
Okay, then. Thank you very much, and thank you for resolving this issue for me, because as I said before, that this has left me with a... It chilled
well,
me.
Me as well, because you know, as a customer service person, I do strive to try to make sure everybody is aware of the importance of how we speak to people, and I will certainly revisit it with them as well.
And you heard what I said to her. You know, you heard that I didn't tell her anything out of the way. All I tell her, why do I feel like you are admonishing me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. And then I say, you know what? I will wait until Thursday, because I could hardly open my mouth really to talk because I couldn't.
Yeah.
I didn't want her to
you weren't
get
feeling
it.
One.
Yeah. So I said, I'll wait until Sarah comes out on Thursday. And I just hung up the phone.
Yeah.
I had that long ago, 21, there was a bad snowstorm, and this aid was coming from Lititz.
Mm.
And I looked out, and they didn't plow the street, and they give the decree every car to move off the road and go into the park, the garage. And it was like a blizzard, and I called the child, and I called the girl, and I said, please, you can't come out. I said, because I don't want to be in my bed later and then you get stopped on the road, you can't get home. I said, it's impossible right now.
Mm.
I said, so don't come out today. All right. I thought that was going to be okay. So the next day, I looked. She called, and I looked out on the street. I said, I haven't seen them. The street need plowing still, and no cars are out here as yet. I said, listen, I am telling you that I don't want you to get stuck later tonight. So I think if you don't want to come, it's okay with me. I would not die.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe an hour later, the person like Jasmine called. Oh, God. And this person just rant on me. You can't tell my aide and them what to do. And she was going, and her voice was just like that. And I said, wait a minute, wait. And I said to her, do you think you're talking to one of your aides? and her voice went as low as below the table, and that was the last I had that agency.
Yeah.
Yes, because you know what I say to myself, Sarah? If they are so, the word, help me, my stroke is making me forget my word.
So quick to anger? Unprofessional, yes.
Yeah, unprofessional. How the hell could they tell the aide to be professional?
Yeah.
If you ain't professional, how could you teach? That is like pot calling the kettle black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And
so I try to stay away from any confrontational agency.
Yeah. And I mean, you were only trying to protect her.
Yeah, I know. I just try to stay away because according to the people who see about me, my emergency contacts, up to last night, we went out and she said, Chris, you know, the amount of the problems you get into the AIDS and they're breaking your stuff, they're doing this. She said, you do your grocery shopping with us at Stouffer's. We take you to Stouffer's.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go once a month because it's you alone and the things last good and at Stouffer's. She said, you do your own laundry. I start sending out all the big bath towels and the big comforters. I send them out for service. And
right.
I only keep the little small towels with me and my night clothes because I change night clothes a lot. That's what I keep to do downstairs. I do my own cooking. I do the vacuuming most of the time. On a weekend, I do the vacuum. When they come Monday, I say, you know something, I vacuumed yesterday. Why vacuum Saturday? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. I do everything for myself. They don't have to help me. Then my insurance call and they are sending in therapists for me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To do the things that the aides and them were supposed to do, walk me and try to strengthen my legs, and they won't. So they're sending them in to give me therapy on my both knees and on my neck because my whole spine is fused.
Yeah.
So I do, according to them, you do everything for yourself. You really don't have to take what those aides are doing. And I said to them, I say, you know what? One thing I am sure about when the time comes, I know hospice will be sending a nurse every day for 4 hours. I said, and if I have to get somebody in the night, I will look for a reputable agency for them to come in the night if they.
But it's nice to have. It's nice to have a companion too. It's nice in case, you know, when you're home, there's things that you want done that you don't necessarily think about. So if they're there, you know, you could just be like, oh, can you hang that for me? Or, oh, you know what I mean?
Right. In the daytime, like my friend came up from Philly this weekend to visit me.
Mm-hmm.
He put up my thing on the wall for me, and he didn't even have to use a step stool because he's like a rod.
Exactly.
You know, and they look out for me, and I just can't bear to see the aide not showing interest in doing anything and only on their phone. Every time the phone is going up.
Believe me, I know. And I've had so many conversations with my staff. But, I mean, I do find that with the older aides, I understand your concern about the lifting. But as long as they're strong, I do find that that's not as much of an issue with the older aides, that they do like to converse and you know, spend time. Exactly. Stimulate your mind, do puzzles, play games. Exactly.
And I have tons of games on my phone, you know, but just instead of playing it on the phone, playing it with somebody, to interact with somebody,
right.
It's different. You know?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that this person works out and,
well, you know what? I'm not offended if you say no. You know, when they get there, definitely tell me if you are expecting something better, because I want you to get the person that you're most comfortable with. So
and
I'm going to send you.
One thing I tell the aides, first and foremost, two things I tell the aides. One, I am very, very, very private. Nobody takes my illness or anything, any situation with me to any one of the people downstairs. They mm-hmm. may stop them and ask them, oh, I see you with Chris. What happened? They're not to answer anything like that because my HIPAA is very near to my hip. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't make joke with my HIPAA. You know, I was once a nurse. Mm-hmm. And once a nurse, always a nurse. And I don't play with
my HIPAA.
That is
true.
I don't play with my HIPAA. Another thing too, do not tell a lie to me. If you lie to me, I can't trust you. And if I can't mm-hmm. trust you, I can't deal with you. You cannot be here. Lies, people. Every time the AIDS come, they lie about their child is sick, their child is sick, their child is sick, they are sick, they are sick. I can't handle that. Don't lie to me. I don't want a liar in my home.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
I don't want it. I'm sorry. I'm not accepting that. So okay. Let them know that up front for me, please.
Absolutely. And I will definitely, interview them completely to make sure that we find you the best people, okay? I mean,
yeah,
speak
let,
about
let
you.
Mm-hmm. Let the girl call me, the lady call me, on this number. This is the number to give to them.
Ask them
to call me, and I will set up something the day and time with them and tell them how to get entry into the building.
Okay, sounds good.
All right?
All right, Christine, I'll do that.
Thanks a lot, Sarah.
All right, thank you. And call me if you have any other questions, all right?
I will. Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.